So to that single mother, struggling and working her heart out for her children, we can now say, we're on your side, we will help you, we will end that injustice once and for all in our system.
David Cameron promises the Conservative Party conference that lone parents will be allowed to keep more of the money they earn if they want to work extra hours. But a report out today warns that cuts to childcare support under the Universal Credit, which is planned for 2013, could shatter the government's commitment to make work pay.
Hello, Resolution Foundation.
Vidya Alexson from the foundation says the planned changes could still see lone parents losing out.
It's not just that it's not worth them working, they actually end up having to pay to go to work. So you're actually paying out of pocket to go and earn a salary that you don't take any money home from.
And she says it won't be worthwhile for second earners, who are mainly women, to work full time.
Really, this is the end of full-time work for lone parents and for second earners, and let's be frank, that's mostly women. So the idea that universal credit will always make work pay, really, if it's not going to be able to deliver that.
At the moment, the most parents are entitled to if they've got two or more children is £210 a week. But today's report suggests the government's considering two options which would cut this further to either £150.50 or just £136 a week. Karen Miller from Mansfield in Nottingham says she and her husband Darren are both working full-time to support their family. And like nearly 6 million households, they claim child tax credits. But she says they're struggling.
There's been times when we've just thought, oh, one of us is just going to have to give up work because the cost of childcare can take up to half your salary. It feels like we've been knocked down a bit back to, you know, well, man goes out to earn, women stay at home. That's what they're trying to push onto us rather than getting us all out to work.
The Shadow Work and Pensions Minister, Stephen Timms, argues it could be bad news for the economy.
They're paying taxes, they're helping reduce the deficit, and if they are forced to give up their job, the economy will be worse off, the Treasury will be worse off, the country will be worse off.
The government says that overall it'll be spending the same amount on childcare as now, and that parents will be allowed to claim for their childcare for the first time if they work fewer than 16 hours a week. Critics argue that it'll mean the same amount of money will have to stretch further.